Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country. The kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
WSHIT is proud to present another edition of Coach K's Corner. Coach Khan, Crabapple High School's sociology teacher and second assistant cricket coach, congratulations on the promotion, Coach Khan, teaches our young children how to be respectful while dating. Here, he examples to our young men exactly how to approach a young lady.
Do you have a boyfriend?
I'm engaged.
You're engaged. Yes. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
I'll be honest, I feel bad for the guy, though. Not because you're not beautiful. It's just, personally, guys, marriage is a trap.
It's not.
If you're a guy. No, if you're a girl, definitely get married. Totally in your favor. If you're a guy, run. I was actually engaged about a year ago.
Oh, and what happened?
Dumped her.
Oh, no. Why?
Because she just wanted to keep having threesomes with me with girls. It was really weird. I don't know. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Have you ever,
no.
You ever had that?
No? I've not.
Yeah, she was like addicted to sleeping with other women until I started to really like it a lot. And then I was just like, you know what? I'm just going to do this by myself.
Ah, yes, Coach K. I remember the good old single days when I also had many threesomes by myself. We'll be back right after this commercial break.
On this episode of the commercial break.
She goes, oh, you filled up a pool? And I said, yeah. And she goes, where did you fill up the pool? And I go, in my backyard. Yeah. She goes, I know. How'd you fill it up? I said, I put the hose in there.
Yeah.
And she goes, you put the hose in the pool? And I said, yes, I did. And she goes, why didn't you call us? And I said, what would you have done? What is the water? Yeah. Like, you're going to come bring a water
like
truck?
Like a water tank or something?
And she goes, no, the police department comes with the fire hose and fills it up in like a couple hours. And I go, the police department will fill up my pool? And she goes, of course they will. How else do you think pools get filled? And I'm like, what the fuck? I guess I was at a loss for words, which, yes. By the way, I never am at a loss for words.
No,
but between
true.
The beer and the intimidation of this girl's entire ass showing the entire day,
yes.
Which, by the way, was a nice,
yes.
Round, tanned ass.
Yes.
You know, no offense to my wife.
It was
nice. Beautiful, right? Yes. It was a nice butt.
Yes.
And so I say, oh, me and some friends, we're going to go to the place. Like, it's going to fire. You want to come with us?
I remember you talking to
I know,
her.
My brain. This is, you can hear it working. Don't say something stupid. Don't say something stupid. I love you.
I love you.
And it's a ruckus crowd, right? There's probably a couple hundred people there. I mean, it was literally like wall-to-wall human beings there. There's kegs in the corner, kegs here and there, people grilling out, kids doing shots, jello shooters, the whole nine yards.
Yeah.
And I've been living there for a long time, so I know a lot of the crowd. I'm sure I'm looked at like grandpa, right? At the time, I was only 30, but I'm sure they're like, I'm grandpa. Grandpa's swimmy trunks.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Yeah. Woo. Grab my microphone. Hey.
Hey.
Welcome to another wonderful episode of The Commercial Break. I'm Brian. This is Holding In.
Happy New Year.
Best to you, Hoadley.
Best to you, Brian.
And best to you, that individual listener out there listening.
Yes.
Out in podcast land. Welcome back to the commercial break. It's an exciting time for all of us here. Because summer is upon us.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
It's getting hot.
Hot. It's getting hot.
This
I got the pool boiling in the backyard.
Yeah.
Getting ready. It's a 750,000 gallon pool. True story. when I got that, I moved into a house and it had a pool, which really resembled more of like a frog pond. And I don't, and that's not being facetious. There were hundreds of frogs in the back
really?
Of that pool. Yeah. And the yard was all overgrown and there was like, you know, I'm pretty sure there was bones in some shack back there. Anyway, had some guys come and clean it all up with a big bulldozer. And then I didn't know what to do with the pool. It was leaking and just, it was toxic. So I said, yeah, start from scratch, you know, take the bottom out of the pool. And so they spray all this gunite back there and they do da 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 da. Right. So then now the pool's brand new.
Yes.
But it's empty. Now, the pool was built probably back in the 70s, in the early 70s. They no longer build pools like this. But the pool is 14 feet deep on one end and it is 40 by 20, which is like getting close to an Olympic size pool. I mean, it's not really, but it's big.
Yeah.
It's really big. They don't,
it is.
They don't see those kind of pools anymore. And it's just like a square. It's like a rectangle, right? So the pool guys are like, okay, you're good. You got your new equipment. You got your brand new body. Have fun. You know, see you later. And I'm like, okay, great. What do I do? How do I fill it up?
Yeah.
And they said, put the hose in there.
Oh,
and I was
God.
Like, what the hose in there? And he was like, put the hose in there. And I was like, are you kidding
Jeez.
Me? You want me to fill this thing up with a hose? I mean, but he's like, how else do you want me to fill it up? And I'm like, well, I guess you make a good point. I could, you know, take a couple tumblers and just go into the house and... So I put the hose in there, the good old hose, and
oh my God, how long?
Day one,
okay, I was gonna
two
say.
Inches of water. Day two, 5 inches of water. I mean, it took almost a full 6 days to fill up that pool.
Wow.
Which we are estimating has somewhere around 80,000 gallons of water in there, right? Coming out of my fucking hose with the horrible water pressure that I have in the first place. And so
and your water bill
and the water. Unbelievable.
Wow.
So day number six, I finished filling the pool and I'm really excited. It's been going 24 hours a day for 6 days. And I get a phone call from the local department here. And the local department says
the water department.
Yeah, the water department. And they say, you know, we have this new system and we detect a leak over at your house.
Yeah.
Right. And I was like, oh, thanks. 6 days later.
Right.
Good job, water department. But I'm like, nah, it's just a pool. And she goes, oh, you filled up a pool? And I said, yeah. And she goes, where did you fill up the pool? And I go, in my backyard.
Yeah.
And she goes, I know. How'd you fill it up? I said, I put the hose in there.
Yeah.
And she goes, you put the hose in the pool? And I said, yes, I did. And she goes, why didn't you call us? And I said, what would you have done? What is the water?
Yeah.
Going to come bring a water truck?
A water tank or
and
something?
And she goes, no, the police department comes with the fire hose and fills it up in like a couple hours. And I go, the police department will fill up my pool? And she goes, of course they will. How else do you think pools get filled? And I'm like, what the fuck? The fuck. The fuck, as the kids would say.
Oh, wow. Good
oh,
to know,
my
though.
God. It's good to know now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuckers. So the pool is boiling. It evaporates about 2 inches every day. So I'm in the hot Atlanta sun, so I got to put it back up. But I'm excited. I feel like this is the year. This is the year I'm finally going to use that pool.
Okay,
that
good.
I
have well, after
backyard.
All the hard work.
I know. I keep it pristine, and then I don't do anything. Last year we used it because we had got the kids. But
I remember coming over to a pool party when you first got it.
Yeah. When we first got it, we had one pool party, and then we had an engagement party and a couple other parties, you know, where the kids were out there playing in it. But the truth is, here's the thing about a pool. It's one of those things you have on your wish list, and then when you get it, you're like, fuck, man, what the hell was I thinking?
It's a lot of maintenance.
The shit did I get this fucking swamp I got to take care of every 3 days? The snakes, possums, raccoons die in the pool.
No.
I got spiders the size of my hand living at the bottom of the pool in the water. And I'm like, what the hell kind of spider lives at the bottom of the pool?
Spider.
Yeah, the Georgia Brown Wrigley. Arachnoid. And I'm like, arachnoid, take it out of my pool. So this year we got a tree over the pool, and I, you know, it's around that time when it's really hard to maintain the pool because all of the shit from the spring is just falling directly in the pool. It doesn't matter how far the tree is away. Literally, I have neighbors 6 miles away, and the shit from their tree is flying into my pool. My pool is like a magnet for all the neighborhood shit.
It is.
It's like such a pain in the ass to take care of a pool. So one day I go out there and I realize that there's something down at the bottom of the pool, like tons of little black things at the bottom of the pool. And I'm like, what is that? And so I take the old scooper and I pull up a bunch of junk from the bottom of the pool, and it is worms.
Worms.
Thousands of worms.
Really?
Growing at the bottom of the pool.
Growing?
Yeah. And so I call the pool guy and I'm like, there's worms at the bottom of the pool. And he says, oh, worms. And I said, yeah, how do you get rid of those? He goes, that's a good question. I go, he goes, that's a good question. What do you think we should do? And I'm like, what do you think you should do? It's your fucking
right. I'm calling
you're the
you.
Pool guy. You're supposed to know this shit. I've never heard of worms in a pool. I don't know what to do. So I just gave it a couple days and the worms
call the water department.
Yeah, call the water department.
The police
empty
can
the
come
pool.
Out.
And, yeah, just flush those bad boys out. If you ever think about putting a pool in your backyard, fuck it. And then you got the kids and the liability, and it's a big nightmare. It's something I don't sleep over it some nights. I'm like, ah, what if my kid falls in the pool? But worse yet, what if somebody else's kid falls in the pool?
Yeah.
It's a big nightmare. Oh, kids do drown. That does happen.
Absolutely.
That's why it scares the holy fucking shit out of me.
Yeah.
Anyway, happy summer.
Happy summer.
Hope you and your kids have fun at your local pool. Put your swimmies on. Remember that, kids. www.tcbpodcast.com is where you go. You can read all the show notes, find out more about Chrissy and I, and gather our entire library if you want to. Just go ahead. Knock it all out. 70-plus episodes in. Binge watch
it. Binge watch it.
For six straight days. Six straight days of our two asses doing nothing but talking right yabba 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 in your ear. Gabba 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 gabba. 470-584-8449 is where you can text us. You can also leave us a message, or you can catch us on Instagram at The Commercial Break. Please do us a favor. Visit the YouTube channel, youtube.com/The Commercial Break. You can subscribe and smash that like ring.
Smash it.
Smash that subscribe ring. Smash that subscribe bell. Look at my body. La 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 la. That was a lot of la 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 la. La 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 la. That was a lot. It was a lot to say. It's a lot to say in one thing, so I feel like I got to warm up my voice a little bit. Yeah. Simulants. Simulants. So I went to a concert one time. I was backstage with a friend of mine at a concert. I won't name the band, but a big band, big arena.
Was it Third Willy?
33 Willy? 33. Third Willy. Look at my Third Willy. I have three penises. So a big band, big arena rock band, big arena rock show. It's the day of the show, and they're doing the sound check in the morning, right? Mm-hmm. We're there for whatever ungodly reason. And all of a sudden, we're just sitting out there in the audience, like out in the arena, and there's no one else in there. Like a couple people twirling around, guys, and doing the lighting and guitars.
They're getting ready for the show.
And then all of a sudden, some pipsqueak about 4.5 feet tall comes out, and he's like, Simulants. Simulants. And he keeps on doing this, Hoadley, over and over
like
and
into
over
the main microphone?
And
over
into the main microphone.
Like the lead singer's microphone.
The lead singer's microphone.
Okay.
But lest he forget to check the other 17 microphones that are on the thing. So after the 27 minutes of simulants on the first microphone, he moves to the second microphone to do it. And then the third, and then the fourth, and then the 21st. I was like, it was like Chinese water torture.
Right,
I couldn't believe what was going on here. I don't even think simulance is a word. Is simulance a word?
I don't know.
Can you look that up on your Google machine?
I don't use it.
Does anybody know if that simulance is a word? I don't use it. Yeah. use that in a sentence. Brian once was tortured by the word
simulance.
Felt like it had seven S's in it. He kept on doing it like that. And I was like, what the fuck, man? I understand you got to check like the dynamics of the microphone. What the hell? So later on in the night, I get an opportunity to talk to the guy who's doing the sound behind the board.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And I mentioned to him that I'm currently drunk.
Scarred.
I'm currently drunk because I've been drinking ever since someone started saying simulants into the microphone. And I said, why do you say that? And he goes, oh, it's so that we can get the, so that we get, make sure that every word is enunciated clearly, and the dynamics of the microphone and the OD and the 4D and the 2D. I was like, is there another word? Is there another word that you could use? Like, Pandora. Doesn't that sound better?
That does sound
Pandora.
Better.
Or sex. Like, you could do something besides simulance.
You're scarred by the
simulance. I'm scarred by this. So, and I shit you negatively. So this goes on for 6.5 straight hours. And at 8:30, 9:30, whatever it is, the band comes on. Here comes the big singer, the big bright singer, right? Now his microphone has been checked for in 12 different places in the arena for all kind of I don't know, shit, right? And so
it should be in pristine condition.
We now present Three Doors Down in 7D technology. So, what's the song by Three Doors Down? I want to touch you like that. Whatever. I don't even know. I want to touch you like that. So the guy comes on.
Hello, Buster!
Yeah, Three Doors Down, and then my favorite song, Superman, whatever that song is.
Yeah.
Thank you very much when I play my favorite song, Superman.
So they go into the song, you know, and the guy goes up to do his first
thing. It's like,
are you serious?
Literally getting a radio station through the microphone. And I'm like, what the fuck?
I thought this was checked.
I thought you did this already. You should have done the old 33 Willie sound check.
The no sound check.
What if you went out in front of 35,000 people and you were like, hello? Hello? Is this on? Are we doing our sound check now? Guy goes out to the microphone and the microphone doesn't work.
Oh my God.
Unbelievable. After all that torture, unbelievable. Speaking of summers, I want to talk to you about something that I'm very disturbed by.
Oh.
What is up with the bikini trends that are going on in today? Are you noticing this?
Am I
the only one who's noting this? The thong on the front and the back?
Mm-hmm.
The vagina thong and the ass thong?
Yes.
What is up with that?
I don't know. We've got a pool and, you know, we live in a complex.
Yeah.
And yeah.
There's labias flying everywhere.
I've been seeing it.
There's a lot of labias flying everywhere. Skimpy is not even the word. It's you're showing the labia. Dr. Sin called it the vagina. Mm-hmm. The vagina is the outer part.
Mm-hmm.
The vulva is the inner part. The labia is the lips, but then there's the outer part, kind of in between your thigh and where the labia starts.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a new trend in the bikini world that I think is probably the Kardashians are responsible for all of our brain damage. But you can see the outer part of the vagina.
Oh.
The only thing that it's covered.
I haven't seen that quite yet.
You got to look a little closer. Okay. You got to look in detail.
Stare at crotches.
You have to scroll in. You have to take your fingers and go, zoop. Listen, I'm doing
butt,
research for the show.
Okay. Right.
Kendall Jenner's vagina is showing. And these new skimpy bikinis. But what I've noticed is that the outer part of the vagina in a lot of these bikinis is showing.
Wow.
It's a thing. It's like, how close to the labia can you get
before
the labia is actually showing?
Before it's out.
And then how much movement can you make before your labia actually falls out?
Not much.
And now I understand Kendall Jenner's probably, you know, got the cleanest, tightest, you know, labia vagina ever seen on a woman.
Uh-huh.
But why is this a thing?
Yeah, I don't know.
Would you wear something like that?
No.
You see this a lot in Europe. Mm-hmm. The girls just they're just like everything's so close to it's like Achman's razor. It's just walking right on that edge,
right
between, you know, nipple falling out or clitoris coming out. Right,
yeah, it's close.
Oops, my clitoris fell out.
Oopsie.
I don't understand. And so now I look at things a little bit differently. Mm-hmm. I say a little bit differently. Now I go, huh. Well, I guess in some sense that's hot, right?
Mm-hmm.
But in another sense, I have a daughter that's coming up in the world.
Exactly.
And what are they going to be wearing when 18 years from now?
You never know.
Or 27 years from now when I let her out of the house?
Yeah.
What is she going to be wearing? Are you actually going to just show your vagina? You just wear like a piece of dental floss?
Like a patch.
Stuck through your vagina. Yeah. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
That's crazy. The skinniness of the bikinis.
I've thought about that too before with like dads and then their daughters maybe are in Playboy or Hustler.
I couldn't
take
it. You
know, how did that go down?
Like, well, I mean, it goes down like this. You know, daddy, you weren't around when I was a child. So now I'm in Hustler. Instead of therapy, I went to Hustler. I went to Larry Flint instead of the therapist, dad. How do you feel about that?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying that's everybody, but you can imagine that.
Yeah.
You know, okay, I'll stop there before I make assumptions about everybody. I'm not going to make assumptions about everybody, but, you know, I dated strippers and I know.
Yeah.
You know,
there's usually some.
Yeah. Sometimes when you're okay, you know, running around the stage getting paid, there's something else going on there. It's not just, you know, I'm paying for college.
Yeah.
Right. And my question is why the girls now are doing this younger and younger. So when Kendall Jenner goes out there and she puts on dental floss per vulva, right? It's not the 32-year-olds that are repeating that behavior, even though I'm sure some of them do.
Yeah.
It's the 17-year-olds that are repeating that behavior.
15.
15?
Yeah.
15?
15, 16, yeah.
I have no time. I have no time. I'm out of time.
I know.
She's already 6 months old. What am I going to do? I just imagine Frank showing up at the door. Look at my body.
Right.
Show me your vulva.
Maybe you should have Frank talk to Mia.
15.
Yeah, well, I mean, when it's all over Instagram, that's where also all of the 15-year-olds
What parent in their right mind lets a child walk out of the house with that kind of bikini on?
Yeah, well, sometimes it might be like a sneak.
Like a sneak attack?
Yeah, like a sneak situation.
Girls are sneaky.
Uh-huh.
Girls are sneaky. Teenage girls are sneaky.
You walk out in one thing, and then later on, you've got on something different.
Never under any circumstances. Under any circumstances, under any premise. Would I allow? I'm going to check my daughter's bag on the way out to the beach, by the way,
that's
and
a
the
good
lake
idea.
And the pool. I'm going to be like, where's that string bikini?
Yeah.
Because I know it's there somewhere. I know you ain't wearing that one piece over to Lake Lanier. Don't give me that bullshit. Yeah.
I don't think it's a good idea.
Just show me what it is. I'm honestly, you know, let's just get it over with. That's what worries me. So now I look at things like through the eye of a father. And I'm not an old guy. Like, I'm still pretty young, right?
Yeah, you are.
And so, but, you know, where I'm sure cool. Most guys are like, look at the vagina.
Right.
I'm like, holy shit, look at that vagina. My daughter's going to be emulating these people pretty soon.
Yeah.
I'm scared.
Yeah.
I'm really
you
scared.
Should be.
I know. Fuck, man. Fuck.
You still got a little time. Enjoy it. Enjoy it.
What? When you're outside at the pool at your facilities,
mm-hmm.
what are the majority of the girls wearing?
It's actually kind of all over the map. Yesterday, I was out at the pool and saw a lot of different styles. Some of them were like the high waisted kind too. You know, kind of a little bit of retro, and there was some string action happening, mm-hmm. but mm-hmm. it was a mix. It was a mix.
I remember one time at your pool on a 4th of July or Memorial Day. I can't remember what it was.
I remember that time.
We had a cookout. We used to go over to Chrissy's pool. And Chrissy lives down in the center of town, which is just like a hip, cool area. And she lives in an apartment complex that is vast. It's huge. There are probably 1,000 apartments. And there's a lot of people think that this pool is the cool place to go. So they bring their friends.
It gets rocking.
Yeah, it gets rocking. Mm-hmm. It's one of those party pools for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So one time we were out and they have a big grill and they have a whole kitchen set up. And
you got
a whole thing. So one time many times we had parties, but one time we had a party. I think it was the 4th of July.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And all of us went over there.
Yes.
And we started drinking pretty early. It was probably 11:30 or 12 in the afternoon. We started drinking pretty early.
Yes.
And at 3 o'clock, and we're kind of, we've commandeered a corner.
A corner.
Right. And
there are
probably 100 people at the pool now, and we're all having fun and everyone, you know, playing in the pool and hot as fucking balls.
Music's playing. Beach balls are out.
Getting frosty, you know, uh-huh. getting frothy and frosty. We're just drinking lots of beer.
Uh-huh.
And then all of a sudden, a group of, you know, scantily clad women come in, one of which is way ahead of her time because she is wearing the smallest bikini that any of us had ever seen. And when we say dental floss up her ass, it was literally a string up her ass. There was nothing else.
You were doing a ton of research that
day. I was on it. I was like, I guess I got to go over there and check it out for someday in the future when I have a daughter. 15 years ago, by the way. So the day goes on, and now we're getting to 5 and 6, and we've eaten, and now we're like 30 beers in. I mean, the whole pool is just whoever's left at the pool is we're all in the same condition.
Right. Yeah, which drinking is, in the sun.
Yeah, we should have a lifeguard around us, even in the shallow end, because lots of us are just way too drunk. And we start playing a volleyball game. Well, the girl in the string bikini comes over, and she starts playing volleyball with us, right? At which point, she goes, "So what are you guys going to do tonight?" And I'm like, me?
Who?
You? I was so taken aback that the girl that I'd been staring at all day long was talking to me. Yeah. And I was like, look at
what are you doing?
Shoeshine. Did you say shoeshine? Apocalypse. I guess I was at a loss for words, which, by the way, I never am at a loss for words.
No,
but between
true.
The beer and the intimidation of this girl's entire ass showing the entire day, which, by the way, was a nice, round, tanned ass.
Yes.
You know, no offense to my wife.
It was
nice. Beautiful, right? Yes. It was a nice butt.
Yes.
And so I say, me and some friends, we're going to go to the place. You want to come with us?
I remember you talking to
her. I know,
her.
My brain. This is, you can hear it working. Don't say something stupid. Don't say something stupid. I love you.
I love you.
You want to be my girlfriend? Will you go out with me? So I play it cool, and I
sounds like it.
So I play it cool as the beach ball hits me in the head, and I spill my beer, and I'm like, "We're gonna go to the bar." And she's like, "Oh, which bar are you gonna go to?" I don't know, but I'll tell everybody to go to the bar you're going to.
Yeah, exactly.
Which bar do you go to? And she's like, "Well, let me give you my phone number, and I'll tell you what you know. Yeah. We can all meet up later." And I'm like, "Ah, this is awesome."
I remember that.
That's the best day of my life. And so we exchange phone numbers, and now we're leaving the pool. Right now, everything's wrapping up. We're leaving the pool. Sun's going down. We're getting ready to go do whatever it is we're going to do. And I am just so thrilled about the whole situation. I'm like, I don't even know her name, by the way. I have no idea. I never even got her name. So I kept referring to her as the bikini girl.
The bikini girl.
The bikini girl wants to meet up later. The bikini girl wants to meet up later. So everyone goes upstairs to get changed. And I take cab or an Uber home. And I'm like, okay, I'll get to meet you guys down there. You know?
Yeah.
So I text Bikini Girl later on in the evening, and as I'm getting ready to go back toward Chrissy's house so that we can all go to the bar down the street.
Hey, it's Beach Ball Guy.
It's Beach Ball Guy. He's really weird. Something's wrong with his tongue. Love you. So I text her and I say, hey, you know, we're going to get meet up later. Blah, blah, blah. I'm sure I made a 15 paragraph fake because that's what I do. When I get nervous, I just talk a lot. So I'm sure I did have 15 paragraphs. Hey, it's me. You remember I was the guy with the thing in the box? And now we're going to go to this place. And the reason why I go to this place is because. Blah, 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 blah. Right. And I said, so you'll meet later? And she was like, sure. Mm-hmm. Right? Sure. Text me when you're there. Right? And I was like,
yes,
so I take
things
a shower.
Things
are happening. So I take a shower. Now, mind you, I have not stopped drinking since noon. Right. Day drinking in the sun.
Oh God!
It's like the death. It's the accelerant, right? And it also sobers you up a little bit.
Yeah.
Because when the sun's beating down on your pretty little face, for some reason you're invincible.
I know.
Right?
It's true.
You're at the pool. You're splishing and splashing around. You're not drunk. It's just that you're in the water. You know, it just feels like it feels natural. Something about day drinking in the sun with water, it's just, you know, you don't get drunk until you stop for a second. Then you're like, holy shit, I've been drinking all day. Right. So I take a shower, drinking the entire time.
You had a beer in the shower.
I had a beer in the shower. I had a shower beer. So I'm on beer number 77 of the day.
Yeah.
Which is probably a, you know, 5-day bender that I'm on because it's the 4th of July week.
Right.
You know? Why wouldn't you drink all day, every day for 5 straight days?
Vacation,
all I ever wanted. So here I am, you know, I'm in my head, I'm dancing through the house getting ready to go on this date with this beautiful girl.
Right.
And in reality, if there was a camera around, I'm, you know, I'm naked, stumbling from one wall to the other, trying to keep myself upright, right? I'm a badass in my own head.
Yes.
I call the cab, to which it's 4th of July. So the lady tells me, it's going to be 30 to 40 minutes. And I'm like, shit, 30 to 40 minutes. Okay, well, I guess it is what it is. I'm too drunk to drive, so I'll wait for the cab 30 to 40 minutes. Mm-hmm. I'll pop another beer while I'm waiting, and I'll put on whatever television. I'll put on the news. That's what I'll do. I'll see what people are doing all around the world.
He fell asleep.
I never woke up. I missed the call from the cab. I missed the text from the girl. I missed a million phone calls from Hoadley that, hey, we're at the bar. Where are you? I never woke up. I woke up the next morning. I shot my shot right into the pillow. So embarrassed.
I remember this day.
So embarrassed. So embarrassed by the whole ordeal am I. It takes me about a day and a half to get up the courage to explain to this girl because she had texted back.
Yeah.
And like, she was like, hey, are you guys there? And I, you know, obviously I was sleeping. I didn't say anything. And then so in hours later, she was like, guess not. Well, have a good night, you know. And I was like, shit, I was a total dick. It took me about a day and a half to work up the courage.
To text her back.
And when I did, she never responded to that post. I missed my opportunity. She felt like I had ditched her. She felt like I had ghosted her.
Yeah.
And now she wasn't willing to listen to my bullshit. Because, you know, here was Beach Ball Guy, right, in the pool, probably 10 years older than she was. She was probably just as drunk as I was. She was probably like, wow, he looks good. Meanwhile, I'm like, oh. I'm holding court in the middle of the pool.
You were. I remember this.
I was just holding court. Woo, woo. Telling jokes left and right. Yeah. Bang, bang, boom. You know, sometimes when you can't get them with your sexy body, you get them with the laughs.
That's right.
Yeah, but eventually they sober up and they're like, eh. He was funny. But if he had a sexy body, that'd be good too. I'm hot. I'm sure I can find both. Don't worry about that return text message. Oh, I never got that return text messages from Bikini Girl, and well, so is the way of the world. That's
the universe was working that
the,
way.
The
so.
Universe was sending me back to the nightmare I had just emerged from.
The universe and the beer.
Yeah, the universe and the beer. Yeah, working, colluding to send me back into the nightmare I had just left.
Yes, but then, hey, you never know. Then your that's life true. May have taken a different turn. You might not have met Astrid. So
this. YouTube.com/commercialbreak. Watch that. That's how I was that day. I literally boom. Just like, took my drink and crashed the entire studio. In my mind, I looked like MacGyver jumping over the hood of a car. Right. In real life, I run into the car and fall flat on my face. See what I think? In my mind, I'm like one of those beach volleyball players with the great, right. You know, in the pool. Like, yeah. You know, one of those water volleyball players from Harvard or whatever, you know, just up in the air with the swim cap on.
Yeah.
Yeah. In real life, I look like a drowning ferret. Such fun.
Yes.
Such fun. Anyway, good I don't times. Think I'll ever let my daughter wear a bikini like that.
Yeah, I agree.
Of course, you know, the question is, she's a human being. What can I let my daughter do? That eventually she's going to be like that. You know, I'm my own person. And that's just the way it is. So, you know.
That's what I'm saying. Enjoy it now.
Yeah, we're back to pool time.
Yes.
And I'm so, you know, it was so cool when I lived in my apartment complex, if you remember. I also had a pretty rockin'.
You did.
Pool. Mm-hmm. And that pool was skewed even a little bit younger than your pool did because I had a lot of students from Georgia Tech and Georgia State, which are the two colleges. And this was kind of, you know, this was on the, down the street from those two colleges.
Yeah.
So we also had a pretty large pool and those pool parties would also get extraordinarily ruckus, right?
Yes.
But they were like, it was like super, super young crowd.
It was. Yeah. So there was, college crowd.
Yeah. So there was one time when I was dating a girl. And I was in dating is like a stretch of a word, right? Okay. It was like I was with her, but there was constantly breaking up. Uh-huh. You know who I'm talking about. Every three days we were constantly breaking up. So there really was never any steady ground. No one ever knew really what was going on. I'm pretty sure she was sleeping with at least three other people the entire time we were dating.
Yeah.
You know, it just was a weird relationship that never really had terra firma, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
So, and she worked during the day on occasion during the weekends, but she had a friend, a very tall, attractive woman. And that friend and I, you know, we were texting about something one day and she says, you have a pool. And I said, I do. And she says, I'm going to come over. Why don't I come over? I'll bring some beers. If you got the day off, we'll go hit the pool because my boyfriend is out of town. Is out doing whatever he's doing.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, okay, you know, this sounds like a porn movie setup right here. Right? My girlfriend's out of town. My boyfriend's out of town. Right. Let's get together. Swingers at the best. But it was not even in my mind. Like, it just wasn't. I just thought it's her being friendly and me being friendly back. Right?
Yes.
Yeah. And we got nothing to do. Let's go to my pool. So we go to my pool. And it's a ruckus crowd, right? There's probably a couple hundred people there. I mean, it was literally like wall-to-wall human beings there. There's kegs in the corner, kegs here and there, people grilling out, kids doing shots, jello shooters, the whole nine yards.
Yeah.
And I've been living there for a long time, so I know a lot of the crowd. I'm sure I'm looked at like grandpa, right? At the time, I was only 30, but I'm sure they're like, I'm grandpa. Grandpa swimmy trunks. Look at my body. Look at my 10 pounds.
Grandpa.
Oh, here comes Grandpa Busybody. Here comes Grandpa Bud Light. You know, when you were young, there was that one guy, like Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah.
I keep getting older. They say the same age. Yeah. You know, I'm that guy. Constantly single, or at least in a shitty relationship. You know, dishing out wisdom. I never slept with any young kids, but just dishing out wisdom all the time. You know, they'd come over. It'd be like 3 o'clock in the morning. And I'd be in there watching TV and drinking Bud Light after I got home, right?
Watching your news.
watching my news, right? And it'd be my neighbor, you know, or a neighbor. And I had, over the years, there were multiple young ladies who lived in and around my particular apartment. Right. And I always ended up being, you know, Uncle Brian for some reason, you know, Grandpa Brian. And they'd all come over at the end of the night, right? And
with their
friends.
Closed.
Yeah, after the bar closed with their friends, right? Yeah. Their boyfriends, whatever. It was like, let's go to Uncle Brian's house and have a nightcap. He'll be watching the news and dish out some wisdom we can forget tomorrow morning. Well, we're going to have sex in the ass. It's going to be a messy affair. You know? Sweet. So here we are at the pool, and, you know, here I am. Ching, boom, pew, pew. Just, you know, dishing out advice. Hey, pew, 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 pew. You know, shooting my shot all over the place. Uh-huh. I think I'm a stallion, right? Yeah. How I feel like, you know, like the cool uncle. Like, hey, you know, don't touch her there. That rash needs a cream. You should go see the doctor about those zits on your dick. You know, like I'm like, bing, 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 bing.
Yeah.
That's what I think, right? In reality, it's probably like, oh, he's drunk again. Here comes that guy. Here comes, he's so funny. Who's got the new iPhone they can take a video with? Who's got that new iPhone thing you can take a video with it? So,
you should search YouTube for you.
I know. I gotta imagine there's a video or two of me out there in my pool days. My pool days.
Here comes that guy.
Here comes that guy. One time I was so drunk in my own pool at night. Sometimes we go there at night.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, the night.
We'd hop the fence. Oh, they didn't even hop the fence because they would leave. They say it was closed at 9, but they leave the code open.
Yeah.
And we'd go out. Sometimes people would call the security on us, but whatever. We'd go out there. One time, I swear to God, I fell directly in the pool. It was not a joke. I wasn't like trying to be funny. I just fell in the pool. I didn't catch myself. I was like, So anyway, so it's me and this girl, friend of my girlfriend at the time. Right? and so we're all day drinking and everyone's getting there and she starts having a conversation with me about the relationship that I'm having.
Okay.
And
we're doling out wisdom to each other,
yeah. Right? And we're talking about it. You know, sometimes day drinking just gets to your head in a weird way, right?
Yes.
And all of a sudden you're like, huh.
It is different.
Is she hitting on me? I can't tell. Is she hitting on me? You know, she starts talking about sex with her boyfriend and how she wishes this and she wishes that and things could be better here. And, you know, it's not really that great there.
Uh-huh.
And she's like dishing out wisdom. But then she's also like getting closer as she's doing this.
Mm-hmm,
right.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and then the hand goes on the thigh. She's like in the pool and I'm sitting outside the pool and the hand goes on the thigh.
Oh.
And then she's like, you know, I bet if we hadn't met the other two people that, you know, if we met at like a bar, we'd probably hook up, don't you think? And I was like, yeah, totally. Totally. In my mind, you know, in my mind.
Alert.
Right? Alert, alert. Danger, Will Robbins, danger.
Yes.
But in my dick. I'm like, shit. So we continue to drink. And now it's like 5 o'clock, right? And the witching hour is upon us because I know that the girl that I'm currently breaking up and making up with constantly is getting off work at 7. Or, you know, that's when she's supposed to get off work. And so the girl that I'm with, friend of friend, says, you know, oh, we should go back. She hasn't changed so we can, you know, get up for dinner. We're going to all meet for dinner.
Yeah.
And get changed for dinner because, you know, it's getting late. And I'm like, oh, yeah, probably. So we walk back down to my apartment and she has some clothes. And then she undresses right there in front of me.
Oh, wow.
And I'm on the couch and I'm like, what do I do? What do I do? I think most people in this circumstance probably would have taken advantage of the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And I almost did.
Yeah.
So I stood up.
You thought about it.
I stood up. Right? And I was pretending like I was going to walk into the bedroom.
He stood up.
But she, bing. As I stood up, and I stood up, both of us stood up. Bing, bing. That's the noise that came out of my dick.
You and your boner stood up.
Yeah, me and my boner stood up. And as I stood up to walk, she stood in front of me. She came walking around the chair. Yeah, completely naked. And I was like, oh shit.
Yeah.
And she puts her hand on the small of my back as if she's going to pull me in, and hoodly, I shit you negatively, I get sick.
Oh.
I instantaneously, the day drinking hits me, and I start to spin.
Oh.
And I'm like, and I, but yeah. I don't know if I want this or if I don't want this.
Yeah.
So I'm like, hold on 1 second. And I go into the bathroom, uh-huh. and I hit the toilet.
Really?
And I hug that toilet for a good 15 minutes because I got sick. I very rarely got sick when I was drinking, ever.
Yeah.
But I, as soon as I stood up and as soon as she touched me,
everything
I got
happened.
Sick, right? Yeah. Everything happened for a reason.
You. Yeah.
When I, yeah. And now it's all of a sudden she's taking care of me, right?
Right.
She's like, are you okay? Are you okay? She's like in the bathroom, naked, like, you know, over me. Like, you know, are you like rubbing my back? And I'm like, oh my God. I think it was the 15th Jello shot. Ah, the Jameson. The vodka sliders. Ah, the oysters. I'm not sure. All this pool water I swallowed. Maybe it was your naked vulva. I'm not sure. I don't know. I got nervous. But I was throwing up, and she's like rubbing my back and all this stuff. And she's like, well, listen, let's get dressed. If you want to cancel dinner, I'll just leave, you know? And I'm like, oh, just let, you know. So some water splash on my face, blah, 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 blah. I kind of composed
you
myself
pulled yourself
after
together.
An hour. Yeah, it took me like an hour, and I composed myself. And I came out of the bedroom, you know, fresh, tidy, you know, ready to go. And I'm kind of, and she goes, listen, I think maybe the drinks got the best of us today. So we should probably just forget this last hour happened. And I was like, that's probably a good idea.
Yes,
it's good probably idea. A good idea. Yeah. God damn it. God damn it.
Oh, well.
And I'll be honest with you. What do you think I would have done? What do you think I should have done? What would you have done?
Oh, I would have restrained, but I've never been a cheater. So.
Yeah, I've never cheated.
And
either.
I've never known you to be a cheater, so I think you would have.
Nope.
I think you would have politely declined.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so 100%.
Mm-hmm.
But I will never really know because the sick, the urge to throw up got the better of
me.
And as she was putting her hand around me, I can't say for sure that I wouldn't have at least loved a nice hug from a naked lady in my apartment.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying?
Of course.
So
your brain knew what your dick wanted to do.
Oh, my dick knew what my dick wanted to do.
And it overrode things.
That's right.
And you got sick.
That's right.
That's what happened.
I love the pool days. Memories.
Memories at the pool.
Now I got to worry about children drowning in my back.
Right. Times have changed.
I
got to
worry about how high I got to build the fence around my pool. Yeah.
Times have changed.
Today, Matthias was around, Astrid was doing some work out there, you know, just playing around. And Matthias was taking stuff from the storage shed and throwing it in the pool.
Oh, God.
So, like metal chains, you know, half an engine, an old tire. He was just throwing it in the pool. And we had to then go retrieve it.
Right.
Luckily, the pool is warm enough that I think, you know, it was, if I had to have gone in, it probably would have been okay. So, you know, what are you going to do?
Pool times.
Pool times.
Those were some good
fast
stories.
Times at Pullman High.
I had somebody ask me the other day and said, you know, I was listening to your podcast, and does Brian, has all of these stories really happen to him? And I said, yep, they have. I've been there for a lot of them.
Been there for most of them. Did they think that the amount of stories was just weird? Is it like a large collection of crazy stories?
No, they love the stories. But like for me, and then we got on the thing about stories because I said, you know, he's just a really great storyteller. So is Jeff.
Yeah, Jeff's a good storyteller too. Yeah, he is.
You give background on something leading up to the actual event.
Yep.
Me, I'm like, I went on a bike ride and went down to Piedmont Park and that's that. But you and Jeff would be like, here's what happened.
Yeah, you got a wee
I got
detail.
This bike a few years ago and then everything you went through with the bike, then you lead up to the actual
the
bike,
crazy
ride.
Bike ride you took at Piedmont Park. Yeah. You also have to understand something about my life is that it's been anything but normal. Is that I've had like 54 different careers. I literally was homeless one time. Yeah. I mean, so my life, I made a lot of choices without a lot of thought.
Yeah.
And so those choices without a lot of thought.
Now produce good stories.
Yeah, now produce good stories many years later. Now I'm much more well thought out now. Like I don't have as many crazy stories now as I did 10 years ago or 20 years ago even.
Yeah.
You know, now they're kind of running thin. So when a crazy story happens. But the other thing is that, you know, I also am doing this for part of my living. So when something happens to me, I find a way to make it sound
file
fun,
it right? away. Yeah. And then,
that's right. Yeah. I file it away and then I think about it and I figure it out.
Yes.
I actually hadn't thought about that friend of the friend story until just right now. And I thought about it And I forgot about it for many years, but yeah. That was a crazy afternoon.
That sounds like
yeah.
Where here comes that guy?
Yeah, here comes that guy. Beep 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 beep. I think he went to prison for murder.
A picture. What all the kids would be saying. Oh my God,
just picture
funny.
Me with my my high-waisted bathing right. suit. Beep, 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 beep. My Bud Light and a big pink koozie. Hey, y'all. Hey, guy.
Hey.
Hey, crazy uncle in apartment 32.
We'll see you later tonight.
See you later tonight. Heard all that screaming last night. Sorry about that. Heard your girlfriend throw you through the wall last night. That was the other thing. Is that for like a year, my poor neighbors... I'll turn this down for a second. For a year, my poor neighbors...
Oh, God.
All they could hear was...
They had to.
I'm 4 foot two. Yeah. Whirling dervish, yelling and screaming.
Yes.
1 minute baking cookies and the next minute throwing TVs through the
right.
wall. Half the time they're probably like, that's the cool uncle. And half the other time they're like, that's that dude that's married to that crazy bitch.
Yeah.
Are they married? Seems like it. I don't know. The other night I found him outside his apartment sleeping on the threshold.
In the bushes.
Because she wouldn't let him. He kept begging for his phone. I heard him out there. Just let me have my phone. And my wallet. And my keys. It's my apartment.
Begging for
yeah,
his phone.
He was crawling in his own balcony. I saw him sleeping out on his balcony. Why do you think that is? Probably that wife of his. She's crazy.
Oh, my God.
I heard they buy salsa in bulk.
That's right. That's all she would eat.
Salsa.
Yeah.
I had two things of salsa in the refrigerator. Like, not salsa. Like, the kind you buy at Costco.
At Costco,
buckets
yeah.
of salsa. The kind they're selling for the apocalypse.
Oh,
great fun. www.tcbpodcast.com is where you go. You can read all the show notes, find out more about Chrissy I, and drop us a line there. You can also watch all of our videos and listen to all of our audio. I just wanted to say auditory. I don't know why. All of our audio and go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Hit that subscribe bell. Hit the subscribe
smash
bell.
It.
Smash it.
Mm-hmm.
Bang it. Smash it.
It
crash
works.
It.
It works better if you smash
yeah,
it.
Yeah, if you smash it. Boom.
I liked it.
Smash that. Please subscribe. We certainly would appreciate it. At The Commercial Break on Instagram. I'm doing reels.
Yeah, you
I'm
are.
Doing
You're
reels.
Doing a great job.
I thank you. I just learned how to do reels.
I need
and
to
now
step
I find
up
it,
my game.
I find it to be great fun. Yeah, we should go back yeah. and forth with dueling reels.
Yes, yes. I like it.
So check us out at The Commercial Break. You can always find us on Clubhouse. You know where. Go to The Commercial Break Club on Clubhouse or at Brian Green at TCB Chrissy. And look for us soon. On Twitch and IGTV Live.
That's
right.
Right.
Coming right around the corner. Maybe yep. next week. Who knows? Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. What are you doing tonight? Did I have sex with you? I wasn't looking at your butt. Oh my God. Never seen a bikini like that in my entire life. And yeah. I've traveled to Europe many times. I have yeah. never seen a bikini like
I
that.
I remember this day well.
Yes.
And watching you.
Only the clitoris was covered up. That was it.
You were providing lots of entertainment for me to watch.
Yeah. I wasn't the only guy. I wasn't the only guy, you know, doing some investigative journalism.
No.
Do you remember how many times I walked by? She was standing between me and the grill, so I just kept on checking on the burgers, even though the burgers had long since been gone. I was checking on other people's burgers. Can I help you with your burgers? I'll be right back. Let me go get some onions. I just pull some leaves out of the thing. They're wild onions. Best to you, Hody.
Best to you, Brian.
I love you. And
love
until
you.
Next time, bye.
Bye.
The Commercial Break. New episodes on Tuesdays and now Fridays. New YouTube clips drop daily at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Visit tcbpodcast.com for access to our entire media library. Follow us at The Commercial Break on Instagram and join The Commercial Break Club on Clubhouse to join in live recordings. Each episode is written and produced by Brian Green, co-hosted by Chrissy Hoadley, with additional content provided by Tina Connell.